Okay, turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 7. I know we've been in the book of Galatians, and I also know it's Mother's Day, and so I'll try to be careful with what I'll be preaching. I do want to bring a Mother's Day message today. In the book of Galatians, we're going to start looking at Ishmael and Isaac, the son of promise and the son of flesh, and how the Galatians are heading in the direction of trusting their flesh instead of trusting in the Lord, and that they are headed, obviously, as they've been, in the wrong direction. But we'll get there, Lord willing. We'll get back there next week. I have preached this message before for Mother's Day. I don't remember when for sure. I know it was 5 years ago I preached it. I may have preached it again since then, but I do want to go over it again this morning. The scriptures have given us many examples of good and bad mothers, and we will look at some of them today. But keeping this in mind, there are no perfect mothers. You are not a perfect mother, and your mother was not a perfect mother. So keep that in mind. And the reason is because there are no perfect people. And this is why we are to look to Christ. For some of you, your mom has gone into eternity. And no doubt you miss her dearly. So, this day for some people can be very emotional. And again, I don't want to pull on people's emotions. I want to be very careful with that. But you do have a longing to see and to talk to your mom. You have a longing to hear her voice and to feel her touch. And that will never go away. You think back, and there are some really good things and possibly some bad things that stand out. You laugh and you cry, but memories. Amen. Thank God for memories. And then there are those of us who still have our moms. There's times I'll be at my mom and dad's house, and my mama will say my name, but she's really talking to my dad because we have the same name. And it's the way she says it, it's her tone. Jimmy! And I'll duck, you know. I'll flinch or, I'll come there like, ma'am. And, the whole time she's talking to daddy, getting on to him. Good. Get on to daddy. And not get on to me. But, you know, those things you just don't forget. And, it's amazing how some moms are so talented that when you get in trouble, whatever is in arm's reach becomes, a weapon that can be used to whip you with. Whatever it may be. A book, a fly swatter, a broom, a pan, a cast iron skillet, flip-flops. I know that my dad said that his mom was the master at turning the flip-flop around and running her fingers through the strings and whipping them with it. So, and there are some moms who are very good at throwing things. And I've heard stories about moms throwing stuff at their children because they were too far away to actually hit, and they were good aims. Amen. We could all tell stories this morning, couldn't we? But you know, there are attributes that a mom has that no one else has, and I know I don't have to say this much, but men and women are different. I know our society does not understand that. It's amazing how dumb our society has gotten. Amen. But men and women are different. A man cannot get pregnant. A man cannot give birth. Okay. God intended that for a woman. God made men and women different. This is a working of God. Look at verse 7 of 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. And this is Paul writing to the church at Thessalonica. And he's telling them how he loves them. He says in verse 7, "But we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children." Even as a nurse cherisheth her children. Gentle among you. The word gentle in this verse is an adjective, and it means gentle, mild, easy, compliant. This is a God-given attribute to a mother. And the lady that you call mom may not have given you physical birth, but she is the one that is gentle to you. And you may not think she's being gentle when she's tearing that rear end up, but she's still being gentle, right? In comparison to what she could be doing. She cares for you like no one else cares for you. She hurts when you hurt. And she rejoices when you are rejoicing. And no matter what, she is faithful to you. Can you think of anyone else more faithful to you than your mom? Me neither. My mom and my wife run a pretty close race of being faithful to me and loving me. And that's a race that I would not want to get down and measure. Amen. But no matter what, she is faithful to you. I am reminded of a lady in the Old Testament named Rizpah. Rizpah. R-I-Z-P-A-H. Let's go to the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 21. And if you've been coming on Sunday nights and you've been learning through the life of David from the books of 1 and 2 Samuel, and maybe we'll be here in about a year or so, I don't know, as we take our time going through 2 Samuel, but 2 Samuel chapter 21. Second Samuel chapter 21, verses 8, 9, and 10. But the king took the two sons of Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, whom she bare unto Saul, Armoni and Mephibosheth. This is a different Mephibosheth than what we find from the son of Jonathan. And the five sons of Michal, the daughter of Saul, whom she brought up for Adriel, the son of Barzillai the Mahalathite. And he delivered them into the hands of the Gibeonites, and they hanged them in the hill before the Lord. And they fell all seven together, and were put to death in the days of harvest, in the first days in the beginning of barley harvest. So this lady, they took her two sons, and then five sons that she raised. Like her own. King David took these men and turned them over to the Gibeonites, and they hung them. They killed them. Look in verse 10. And Rizpah, the daughter of Aiah, took sackcloth and spread it for her upon the rock from the beginning of harvest until the water dropped upon them out of heaven, and suffered neither the birds of the air to rest on them by day, nor the beasts of the field by night. She sat upon sackcloth, which is a sack for grain. It is used in the Bible for mourning or humiliation. She stayed there, the Bible says, from the beginning of harvest until the water dropped upon them from out of heaven. This would be about a month. She stayed there. About a month. She did not seek comfort from the elements, nor did she get much sleep, did she? Because all day long, what's she doing? She's keeping the birds away from them. At night, she's keeping the varmints away from them. Can you imagine what she saw day by day as their bodies would decompose? Can you imagine how broken her heart was? She could no longer wipe away their hurt. She could no longer embrace them. But she was faithful to them even beyond death. That is amazing, isn't it? And as I look around this room this morning, I believe mothers in here that are the same way. That are faithful to their children even beyond death if it came to that. Loving their children. Let's go back to 1 Thessalonians. But we were, verse 7 of chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians, we were gentle among you, even as a nurse cherisheth her children. Nurse in this verse speaks of a nourisher. She gives what is needed to grow. In order to provide that which nourishes, she sacrifices herself. She is not selfish. A mom who loves, a mother who loves her children, is a sacrificial person. She is willing to give up whatever it is to provide for those of her family. Now let's turn back to the book of Proverbs. No doubt there are a lot of people preaching from this chapter this morning, Proverbs chapter 31. And as I read this, I do want to clarify that there are no perfect moms out there. But here in this proverb, we'll see a perfect example of a mother and a wife with perfect results. Well, that's not always the case either, is it? You know, you can be the best mom ever and still not end up with the best results. Verse 10, who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband does safely trust in her so that he shall have no need of spoils. Verse 10, verse 11 now, Proverbs 31. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. What's that say? She's not lazy. She is like the merchant ship. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night and giveth meat to her household. And a portion to her maidens. Well, she's getting up early, making sure everybody's prepared to eat when they get up so they can go to work. She considers the field and buyeth it. And with the fruit of her hands, she planteth a vineyard. See, she's not just some person at the house running around with no shoes on, pregnant all the time, is she? No, she's got a good business mind. She is working from home. Verse 16 again, she considereth the field, and she buyeth it with the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good, her candle goeth not out by night. The candle will only burn for about 6 hours max. And her candle never went out. How much sleep was she getting? Not much. Working. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretches out her hand to the poor. Yeah, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth her. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but of woman that feareth the Lord she shall be praised. Give her the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. Again, this is a portrait of a perfect wife and mother with perfect results. But let me remind us that there is no one here who is perfect. The lady in Proverbs 31 was focused on being faithful to her God-given responsibility. Now let's turn to the book of Titus. I know we don't have a lot of turning, but y'all will be okay. Titus. Chapter 2. Verses 3 through 5. The aged women likewise, Titus 2, 3. Right in front of Hebrews. That they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things, that they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Love is an action, isn't it? And that's what we see in Proverbs 31 here in the book of Titus. The sacrifices, the works that are done by these women is a result of love. The world system in which we live in degrades women. They degrade mothers who are biblical. They like to say that you are a drag on society, that you're not worth anything. But that's not how the Lord looks at it. Amen. You love your children. You take care of your family. You raise them to the best of your ability. And that's God honoring. You raise them according to the Word of God. That is God honoring. Again, there are no perfect results. You cannot make your children do right, can you? When they're at home, you can kind of control them a little bit, but y'all have all heard the story about young Johnny in the grocery store who wouldn't sit down in the shopping cart. And his mom whooped him, whooped him, whooped him until he finally sat down. And he said, I might be sitting down, but I'm standing in my heart. But you do your best, the best you can. You love, you continue to love. Mothers, your greatest accomplishment will be raising your children in the care and admonition of the Lord. You will live your life as a Christian. You will live your life pointing your family to Jesus Christ. Don't let this world system deceive you. Because this world system doesn't even know what a woman is. They don't know which bathroom to use, do they? Being a mother is not for the faint of heart. Being one who nourishes others is not for someone who is lazy or doesn't care. Usually the one up with a sick child all night. Usually the mother. Who's the one that changes the most diapers, cleans up puke that's all over everything, including themselves? Who is it usually that spends countless hours over a stove cooking what she has for her household? She's faithful. If us men would write these things down that our wives do, we would see a remarkable person. And even if we wrote down all that we know, she could add to that list things that we do not see or things we take for granted. Moms are truly amazing people. I couldn't be a mom. Amen. I couldn't be a mom. The word cherisheth here in First Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 7. The word cherishes in this verse means the care of the saints. To heat, to keep warm, to cherish with tender love, to foster with tender care. Have you ever watched a mom with a baby that has a stomach ache? She holds that child close to her, rocking back and forth, maybe humming or lightly singing a song. Often, no one else can minister to that child like the mom can. Mothers, God has given you something special. Amen? You truly influence the world. And that is a great responsibility. Her children in this verse, verse 7 of 1 Thessalonians 2, speaks of one who is the object of parental love and care, or who yields filial love and reverence toward another. There is a strong, positive emotion and affection and attachment, and nothing and no one can take this away. Even when the children grow up and move out, and sometimes away, there is a yearning for them that no one else can understand except the mother. There is joy to see them pull in the driveway or to hear them on the phone. Listen, us fathers aren't like that all the time. We're just not. Moms are truly something special. This attachment that a mom has for her children is very strong, as we saw with the example of Rizpah in 2 Samuel. That's a truly amazing attachment. It's a constant battle for the mom to put the husband before the children, especially in our society. And she has such a love for her children, again, that it is almost unexplainable, this love that she has. I've shared this before, and I've read multiple times and listened to different people talk about this in war documentaries, where men, grown, tough men, dying on the battlefield are often with their dying breath calling out for their mother. Why? Well, she sure makes everything feel better, don't she? How about a mama's saliva? I mean, that's amazing, isn't it? Little kid comes crying and mama goes, licks her thumb and wipes off. A healing agent in that saliva, right? Ought to put that in a bottle of it. What are those soldiers doing? They're desiring to be back in the arms of the one they know loves them and cares for them. They desire to be with the one who is faithful to them no matter what. Now we know that every story is not a success story, don't we? We know that. But we know multitudes that are. If you had or have a mom that loves the Lord, you're blessed. But please hear me when I say this. As great as moms are, they are not substitutes for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ has secured for us what our moms could never secure. the sacrifice of a mother, as great as it sacrificed. As faith and mother's family, children, and through her grandchildren. It still does not compare to how faithful our Lord and Savior is to us. Christ is faithful when our moms are unfaithful. Christ ever liveth when our moms pass on. Christ loves all who are His. He loves you and He knows things about you that your mom don't even know, and He still loves you. It is great to have a mom that loves you. And the Bible says that if you love your children, that you'll do what when they're young? You'll whip them. How many of y'all had moms that loved you? Amen. I've told the story many times. My mom used to have a white belt. I don't know how big it was, but I thought it was about that wide and about this long. And she was good at using that thing. I got the bright idea one day. I said, I'll just hide that thing. I ain't gonna deal with it no more. So I got it and I hid it. But she was looking for it. And I don't know where it is. I knew where I hid it at. I don't know where it is. I hid it where she puts the towels at. Well, she found it. And she used it. But it wasn't around her waist. It was on my rear end. Amen. I hate that belt. If I could find it today, I'd burn that thing. You still got that belt, Mama? Oh. Did burn it, okay. I didn't do that, by the way, I just want to clarify. That was not me. Oh, I gotta find out who did that. Where's Jessica at? Her and Jemima like to burn things. I'm getting in trouble now. It is great to have a mom that loves you, but it is eternal bliss to have a Savior that loves you. I know this goes against what the world says, but listen, if your mom's passed on and she's in heaven, she's not looking down from heaven watching over you. That's not biblical. But your Lord and Savior is. Christ never sleeps and He never slumbers. Christ is always actively involved in our lives. And as great as our mothers are, they don't compare to our Lord and Savior. Excuse me. Look to Him. He came to seek and save that which was lost. And I encourage you to cry out to Him for salvation. If you are already saved, then live for Him. Because He is more worthy to live for than our mothers. Our mothers are not perfect. They have failed and will fail. Our Savior is perfect. He has never failed and will not ever fail. Amen. Thank God for mothers. Remember the good things, the bad things, the whooping. I learned how to appreciate butter noodles coming up. We were poor coming up. We ate that often. Often, our garlic bread and any other kind of bread was simply white square bread with butter on it, maybe some garlic salt. Mama would cook all kinds of stuff, many things I didn't even like to eat. But she cooked what we had. And I know we can all again tell stories about our mom, some good, some bad. Keep this in mind. There's always forgiveness with Jesus Christ. And it is He who is faithful. Amen. Let's pray.